Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Alone. Thank you, Jesus. We give her the praise for what you have done in her life. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hello everyone, this is Evangelist Montel Phillips, getting ready to share the second teaching that God's brought to me this year in 2014. The name of my sermon today is called The Blame Game. I don't know if you've noticed, but many times in life, when terrible things happen to our loved ones or to a friend, people will blame God. It's the first person they'll point a finger at. They blame God. They really don't take time to realize many times the blame is upon themselves or in choices that their loved one made. And this is a teaching that God gave me in regards to that, how we need to learn to take responsibility for things that we do in our own life, or how our sin can lead to outcomes of tragic things, and that through the guiding of the Holy Spirit many times, if we listened with our spiritual ears, as I call them, we would have heard God's warning and we would have been kept from danger or situations in our lives. This teaching is just to really to help us to grow and understand that we ourselves, through our own free will, are responsible for our own blame, and we need to quit blaming others and blaming God and take upon the responsibility ourselves. Please join me in prayer and come into agreement with me for God's direction in this teaching and for the anointing to be upon His Word. Father, thank you so much for another opportunity to share your word, Father. May it be planted in the hearts of people and may they grow. As well, may I grow and learn, for I always do in things that you bring forth. Help me to be a light in a world that's lost in the darkness, Father. Help me to approach people with love and kindness and knowledge from your word. And I just ask that you guide me daily and mold me into your perfect will, for I am nothing without you. I thank you for everything you do in our lives and for your grace that you give us for where we be without it. I thank you again, dear Lord, for this opportunity, for I love being a vessel that shares your word. I don't want to see anybody left behind when the day of your son's return comes, or if they may be going by the grave, Father. Just help me, dear God, and use me in a mighty way, Lord. I ask these things in your son's name and in your perfect will. Amen. As I started to ponder on this teaching and ask God to lead me in how to bring it forth, I started looking up and studying the words blame and game. And when we look at the word blame and the definition of it, it is to assign responsibility for a fault or wrong. Word associations that we can find in regards to blame are condemn, accuse, to point the finger at, to incriminate. And how many times is that what people do in life? Whenever they do make mistakes or something bad happens in their life, we will point the finger at somebody, or many times it is God. We'll incriminate people and not take on responsibilities for our own choices, for sin. And as I went further into my studying and I looked at the meaning of game, it was really surprising to learn the verb for game is to manipulate a situation in a way that is unfair or unscrupulous. How fitting is that? Because blaming others for our own mistakes is unfair. So many times, people tend to blame God for every bad thing that happens for them in life, instead of looking at their sin and choices made. In what I like to remind people of, God giving us free will. Free will is the freedom in making one's own choices. Your choices are your decisions, and decisions are controlled by your free will. Our free will was given by our Creator, and what we choose to do with our free will is in our own hands and choices we make. If God wouldn't have gave us free will, and He just controlled our life in every situation, that would be Him to blame. But He did give us free will and the freedom to be who we are and to make the choices that we make. And we really need to take that responsibility seriously and quit blaming God and everybody else for things that happen in our life. So many do not take time to consider that every action has a reaction. We can make choices. They may be good or bad, knowing there will be an outcome. As I was looking to the Word for some scriptures in reference to free will, I was led to Hebrews in chapter 10, verse 26. It says, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin." If we break the scripture down, we see the word willfully, which means voluntarily. That's making a choice to sin knowing it is wrong. Even when God gives us knowledge to instruct us, we still choose to sin and make the wrong choices. That's really something to think about, because that is us willingly doing things, knowing that there's going to be an outcome in them. Sometimes we don't want to acknowledge that because through the flesh we're led and we just care about the situation at that time or what we're wanting to do. That's what it really comes down to, is choices and taking responsibility for our choices and not playing what I call the blame game, pointing a finger at God and everyone else instead of acknowledging our own mistakes, our sin. And then we need to learn and grow and gain knowledge from our choices. We can either walk in the light or in darkness. Ephesians 4:18 says, "Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the blindness of their hearts." So many choose to walk in darkness and turn away from God. They have a lust for the lust of the flesh, which overcomes them and leads to sin, and that sin has outcomes. I was trying to think of different examples and asking God to lead me in some ways to show you things that I'm talking about. One thing that really came to my heart is adultery. When a man and woman make the commitment to wed, they're making a covenant, a promise, first with God and then themselves. God tells us in the Word that we are to become one, flesh of flesh, bone of bone. His Word teaches us that we are not to lust after another or commit adultery. If a man or woman are tempted and lust after another, they have committed adultery in their heart. That is in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. They have the choice right there. They might spot someone they think is beautiful or takes their breath away, or it might be someone that they know could bring trouble into their life. And right then and there, they have the choice. Do they stop the lust that they're having, or do they go further with it? And if they go further, this is sinning, and that's many times where an affair comes into play. And when people have an affair, they know the outcome that is possible of their sin, which is losing their marriage. When they go on further into the relationship, that is adultery. And it breaks down people. It destroys. It can end their marriage, and that's not what God planned whenever He had man and wife come together as one, flesh of flesh and bone of bone. Sadly, when these marriages do come to divorce, again, people will say, God, why'd you let this happen? Or why did I lose my spouse? Again, the blame game. They're pointing their finger at Him, putting the fault on Him for choices that they made in their own sin. They may even blame their spouse, making them feel guilty when they're already enduring so much pain and going through so many things due to the sin that led to adultery. This is really the blame game. Blame everyone else, making themselves, their life, like a game, knowing each move leads to defeat or victory. Again, coming down to choices and what they will make in their choices. We really need to make choices in life with wisdom. And if we feel we don't have wisdom, God's Word even tells us in James chapter 1, verse 5, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. See, God's Word is our power source, our guide, and through it we will learn. We are instructed and we gain wisdom given by our Father. I know through my own experiences in life how important it is to live by the Word and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, as well as to know His voice when He speaks to us. We need to use our spiritual ears to heed to His voice, for He speaks to us to guide and to protect us, to bring us comfort, and even to warn us of danger. He ministers to us through the Holy Spirit. We will even have conviction through the Spirit. John 16:8 says, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. An example, maybe you have thoughts of doing something hurtful to someone, or you're being tempted to make a really bad choice, and you know it will have a bad outcome. And then suddenly, within you, you feel something pulling you back. That is a guiding of the Holy Spirit. God saying, no, my child, this is not right. To convict is to reprove. We must humble ourselves and accept God's reproof of our actions. Romans 8:14 is a very powerful scripture to me. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When you are in constant state of loving intimacy with Jesus and you allow Him to lead you, you are aware and sensitive to the Holy Spirit is how He desires to lead you. This places you in a good and right relationship with God. And through the Holy Spirit, He may allow you to sense His urging in you or a particular direction. He may even speak to you audibly. I know He has led me through the Spirit and even spoke to me many times what I acknowledge as my spiritual sensors. He has put it on my heart to not go somewhere or maybe to go a different direction. And in that quickening of my spirit in that moment, I had a choice to listen to His leading or to ignore it. If I had to exercise my free will, I know to listen and be obedient. Many times, I've heard of an accident He led me away from, or from a bad situation. That was Him protecting me and guiding me through the Holy Spirit. Other times, I know something is not in His timing. And when I wait on His timing, I am blessed and things work out for His glory. And if I move outside of His will and I don't seek Him in the Holy Spirit, it can become a very messed up situation. It's all about free will and choices and trusting in God and listening to Him, being obedient and following Him through His teaching and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Had I not listened, I could have been hurt or even killed in those moments. And I'm so thankful that God has grown me and taught me how to listen for His voice and how to be led through the teaching of the Holy Spirit. I truly believe that God really does come to people and warn them and try to keep them from things many times. He will minister to people through their spirit or tug at their heart, but it's just that they choose not to listen or heed to His word. And then when something does happen to them, right away they blame God. They have a choice to ignore the lead of the Holy Spirit and go with the flesh and continue in what they're doing in sin, or listen to the Spirit. Again, it all comes down to a choice. And many times when the outcome is bad and someone loses their life because of the choices they made in sin, right away people tend to blame God, not really wanting to acknowledge the fact that the person was doing wrong, and they just don't want to face the truth because it's hard to and it hurts them. But if they would just really realize and be honest and really contemplate on what led to the situation, they would see it's not God's fault. I truly believe He gives people the opportunity and tries to keep them from things, but again, it comes down to our free will. It comes down to that choice and what we're going to do in the situation that's in front of us, or what we feel that we're being tempted in. It can really be hard as someone that's a teacher or a Christian to really help families come into acceptance of that and really putting the blame in situations and where it needs to go. Sometimes we have to wait till they grieve or they endure the hardships, but they really need to know right. We need to be strong Christians and teach them the truth so people can learn and grow and quit playing the blame game. My hope is that you really get a hold of this and acknowledge that God will lead us to the Holy Spirit, and He will teach us, and He will come to us. We just have the choice to listen to Him and accept His guiding in our life, because He's already walked ahead of us. He knows the future. And us as children of God, we know this. And that's why it is so important that we get out there and we teach people and we share God's word and the truth and we be a voice. This world has got so much chaos in it. There's so many that's lost in addictions to drug and sexual things and video games. Even the video games contain so much sin within them. We really need to be teachers and get out there and reach people and not be scared. Don't let the enemy tell you that I'm not equipped, that I'm not able, because God, as I shared in the first lesson about fear, has equipped us with what we need, and in our weakness His strength will be made perfect. He will give us the words we need at that moment. When we go to Him and we pray without ceasing in situations, He gives us breakthrough. He guides us and He teaches us. And that's what happened in my own life. I used to live in that fear and I used to play that blame game. But God has really grown me and matured me in my walk with Christ. And I know not everybody's at the same level. Some people are new babes in Christ. They're just starting to drink on the milk. Others are more mature. They're more to what I call the solid foods in their walk with Christ. There is room for us to grow and learn every day. Every person will always have something to learn until the good Lord calls us home. And we really need to grow and be in His Word daily so we have understanding in these things and we know when the Spirit's coming to us and guiding us. So let's all stand strong as Christians and teach about the blame game, even within our own lives. Quit blaming God for things that go wrong in our life. Take responsibility upon ourselves. Yes, we will go through trials, and many times our trials are to open our eyes. And God will teach us in those trials. But so many times we really need to acknowledge and quit playing the blame game and say, Father, I sinned. I done wrong. I've made a mistake. Teach me from this mistake. Grow me in this mistake. Father, forgive me for blaming you, for you did try to tell me. Just really stop in situations when you feel within you that pulling back. Just start to pray and ask God to give you the strength to make the right choices and to lead you through the Spirit. For that pulling back is God saying, no, child, no. I just really pray today that you get a hold of that in your heart and listen to the voice of your Father and overcome this blame game and be a responsible, mature person in Christ. I thank you again for your time, and I pray he grows you daily and he watches over you, and that through these teachings he grows me and you, and we can learn and grow together. I always look forward to comments back or your thoughts or things you might want to share, because I know we can learn from each other. May God greatly bless you and keep you in this year, and I look forward to more words that he's going to bring to me. Thank you again so much for your time. I love you all with Christ's love.
Thank you, everyone, so much for your time and joining us tonight on Reaching Out Radio, where we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. We have a lot more episodes that are going to be coming your way, some new hosts, and right now just sharing various things to keep us going forth as we get things back on schedule. And we appreciate your support. We appreciate all the listens, and just thank you so much. Have a blessed week ahead. Remember, don't back down when God is backing you up.